My name is Chantel Bermudez. It is Tuesday, 1:46 p.m., and I'm here interviewing Taylor. How are you, Taylor?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Feel free to answer whatever, like short answers, long answers, whatever you're comfortable with. Get comfy. So where are you from?
I am from Santa Rosa, California. It's about an hour and a half north from here in San Francisco. It's a kind of biggish town, but definitely not as big as here.
As San Francisco?
As San Francisco, yeah.
How big is your family?
I have three people in my family. I'm the only child, but we also have three dogs. So, like,
that definitely part of
it. A three-person family plus three dogs.
Yeah. I have an interesting question. So you said that you're an only child.
Mm-hmm.
Do you tend to make friends with people that are also only childs or no?
I don't find it as such. Like, yeah. All my best friends are all, like, one of my best friends has, like, five siblings. The other one has, like, four.
Yeah.
You have
interesting.
One.
Yeah. I'm like, how many do you have? Yeah. Okay. So what is your biggest strength?
Oh, gosh. Well, we just took in my recreation class, like, our biggest character strengths quiz, which is, like, a 250 question long quiz just to find out what our biggest strength is. So now I have a, like, correct answer for you. It's the ability to love and be loved. That's my biggest strength.
I think that's your biggest strength,
too. Aw, thanks, girl.
Taylor is one of my best friends, so that's why this interview is so important. What is your biggest weakness? Ooh.
Oh, gosh. So many. I'm, like, trying to think. There's so many. I'm, like, trying to think about, like, what the biggest one is.
The thing that holds you back the most, you know?
Oh, definitely then, like, my own head. Like, I don't really know how to, like, I need to be a perfectionist, and so if something's not perfect, I'll, like, freak out, and then I'll just, like, stop doing it because I need to, like, so I guess, like, how to fix that would be, like, to take a step back and, like, really, like, assess
Look at the whole picture.
Yeah, because I get so caught up in, like, little things, and if they're not perfect, I'm, like.
Yeah, exactly. That could also be anxiety, too.
That's true.
Yeah. What are your interests?
I love to sing. I'm in the chamber choir here on campus. We're actually going to New Orleans next year, so I'm, like, super pumped about that. Yeah, I'm super into music, jazz, musical theater, you name it.
Yeah.
I also like to read.
Good.
Yeah.
Reading and singing.
Yeah.
Two things I'm not good at. What are you the most passionate about?
In what sense?
I guess, like, when you find a drive to do something, what is that thing, like, most likely tend to be? Like, in terms of, like, schoolwork or, like, activism.
I would say I'm, like, a pretty okay activist in the sense that, like, if people say something that's, like, not correct, I'm, like, no, you're wrong. Not in that sense. I'll say it nicer, but, like.
But when you're educated about something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I try to make sure that, like, everyone has all the facts before saying, like, oh, I'm this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it just happened, in fact, with my birth mom on Facebook. She was like, I'm pro-choice. And I called her, and I was like, let me tell you what connotations this comes with. Or, sorry, yeah, I'm pro-life.
Yeah.
And I was like, had to explain to her, like, what connotations that came with, especially with, like, the Georgia and Alabama and, like, everything that's going on right now.
Yeah.
And she actually changed her mind about, like, where she stood. So, yeah.
See, that's the importance of education.
Exactly. Because she was like, wow, I didn't realize that they were doing this.
Exactly.
And I was like,
A lot of the times, I think on both sides, it just comes from a place of just, like, rhetoric from what you hear.
Yeah, ignorance.
From what other people are telling you. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy.
I know.
So, on, like, a lighter note, are you usually, I can answer this one, though.
Are you usually
an early person or a late person?
Oh, early.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. What's a quirk that you have?
Oh gosh, we just talked about this. I know one. I, like, sing everything I do. Like, I'll just, like, it's really, especially if I'm by myself. I won't do it with, like, other people.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll just be, like, alone in my room, and I'll be like, I'm writing my paper. Woo-woo. Yeah.
You know, like, a psychologist said that the smartest people in the world talk to themselves.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So singing to yourself is, like, the same thing. It's, like, the Mariah Carey version of being the smartest person.
Oh, gosh.
How often do you people watch? I like this question.
Oh, all the time. I'll just, like, if I don't want to be inside, I'll, like, go outside, and I'll just, like, sit on a bench with my feminism playlist on Spotify.
Beyonce, and I'm just, like, getting you.
Yeah.
Do you ever, like, make up stories for them in your head?
Oh, sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, sometimes I do that, too.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that, like, if I'm with other people, I'm like, so I bet you they're on their third date, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, I love doing that. I feel like we've done that before.
We've definitely done that before.
So how do you identify? And this I made up wrong on purpose. Like,
okay.
So whatever identity you want to choose.
Oh, gosh. I feel like the most generic one is, like, I'm a woman, you know?
Yeah.
She, her.
Well, I was going to say, like, I was expecting something like, oh, I don't know, I'm a salad eater. Like, it could be any kind of thing you identify with. But if women is, like, the strongest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sexual assault survivor, dog lover,
woo-hoo,
woman. Like, I love dogs. I'm, like, thinking about my dogs now. I'm so excited to see them.
I know. That's awesome. Send me pics.
Okay.
So, with your, like, different identities and how that shaped you and stuff, when you were little, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be a firefighter.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. My dad's a fireman, so I was, like, oh, my God, I could do this. And I really just, like, or, like, a cop.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a firefighter or a cop.
What do you want to be now?
I want to work for a nonprofit, like, specifically with kids and, like, recreation therapy and just, like, making sure that every single child has the opportunity to recreate.
Yeah.
No matter, like, what social class they're from or like, their race, like, how they identify.
So, I think that's so interesting that, like, and we should really, like, tear that apart. Like, when you were younger, you wanted to be something that's, like, a male-dominant field. Mm-hmm. And as you grew older, like, you more appealing to the emotional instinct of being a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I wonder if you ever, if there was ever a shift in your ideas when you were, like, you know what, like, because I think as young kids, especially as women, there's no work fields that we can aspire to be in because there's not places where people like us exist if it's not being a teacher or, like, a household
care. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, like, was there ever a time when you shifted that thought of, like, I want to be where the women are?
Yeah. So, actually, in 2017, in October, the Tubbs Fire, like, ripped through Santa Rosa. And I was the first one awake in my household, in my whole neighborhood, actually. And my dad afterwards had explained it to me that in times of emergency, you're either heart-driven or head-driven. And my dad's head-driven. That's why he can be a fireman.
Yeah.
And I'm also head-driven, while everyone else in my family's heart-driven. So they'll, like, freak out and, like, don't know what to do because they're just, like, so worried about, you know, like, the emotions are, like, taking over.
Yeah.
But, like, with people who are head-driven, it's very, like, okay,
what,
like,
are we gonna do?
What are we gonna
do?
Like, okay, I have everything packed. Like, this is what's gonna happen. Like, I literally went around my neighborhood, like, knocking on doors. Like, my next door neighbor was 9 months pregnant with a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
And at that moment, like, after I talked to my dad about it, and, like, why was I the one that, like, woke up and was like, okay, there's a fire, it's a mile away, like, what are we gonna do? And, like, why was everyone else not like that? And he said, you know, you can go into, like, first response because that's what people who are head-driven do, but you're also really good at, like, the emotional side.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can kind of compartmentalize what's going on and you can really just, like, focus in on, like, what's happening. So, yeah, I would say
I think
the moment.
That's so important, too, as women. I feel like so much of the time we get shit on for being emotional.
Yeah.
But it's, like, what you just explained is so important. Like, we're still able to be level-headed about things.
Oh,
we're still able to make the tough decisions.
Yeah.
But that empathy is what you need. Like, that's where the importance is.
Exactly.
Because if you're being level-headed, you might not think about that neighbor that's 9 months pregnant.
Yeah.
But because we have, like, emotional empathy,
exactly,
like, we're willing to be like that.
Exactly.
So, who was your hero when you were growing up?
My mom, for sure. That sounds like such a cliche answer.
No, I
but
love
like,
it.
So she had an aneurysm 5 years before I was born.
Yeah.
And she had to, like, reassess what it meant to be a woman because she had to, like, shave her whole head to have brain surgery.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, she is just, like, really strong, and it's still, like, you know, messes with her sometimes. Like, if we're going through, like, airport security, there's, like, a piece of metal in her brain.
Wow.
And so, like, they'll be like, bruh, like, what's that metal, like, on your body?
What a common thing for other people.
Yeah. And, you know, she has short-term memory loss because of it, too, because, like, there's always something in her brain that's not supposed to be there. And she's gone through a lot as, like, a person.
Yeah.
And, like, she's just one of the most, like, understanding and, like, loving, compassionate people.
Yeah.
And, like, when I was younger, she worked And then she stopped working for me to be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
And, like, so, like, my mom's literally my best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so interesting because, like, when I hear you describing her,
mm-hmm.
like, I feel like you're describing yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Which is, like,
yeah.
That's insane.
I'm, like, going to start crying.
I know, I'm going to start crying, too. No, that's insane because I, like, set up this question thinking
mm-hmm.
that, like, you might say, like, someone you want to grow up. Because when we were younger, like, the people that we want to, like, be when we grow up, again, we don't have a lot of, like, female role models.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, we do have to pick the one, like... Mine was, like, Sacagawea, because I was the only person, like, I grew up with,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's so important, because, like, both of us live in, like, a household where, like, we were basically raised by women.
Yeah.
You know, like, the strong woman.
Yeah. No, that's
and
so true.
I just, like, came to that epiphany when you were explaining it. I'm like,
yeah.
no, like, you're explaining yourself, because I feel like
wow.
you've been through really hard times, too, but you're still
Well, we
able,
all have.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
know, we've all been through hard stuff.
Yeah. But, I mean, don't take away your experience. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's, like, that's really, really interesting.
No. And it's so true, though, like, what you were saying. Because, like, my dad was gone, you know, 4 or 5 days a week because
yeah.
of being a fireman. Like, they spend the night in the station. And
yeah.
so, and sometimes even more, depending if he was, like, going, like, out of county to,
yeah.
like, fight, like, a big wildfire. Like, what happened in Chico. And, you know, so my mom was just, like, she was the one that was there for me all the time. And, like, that took a toll on her, too. You know, and
yeah.
her health and well-being, but, you know, she did it to love me and to protect me and to give me the best life possible, which she did, and she,
yeah.
like, is still doing that, even though I'm, like, out of the house.
Yeah.
So.
Would you say that she's still your hero now?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's
even
awesome.
After, like, everything that she's been through and that we've been through together, I would say, like, even more so.
Wow. No, that's
yeah.
freaking awesome.
And also Michelle Obama. Mike.
Yeah. Oh, of course, an AOC. Yeah. So, like, leading off of that,
mm-hmm.
how do you perceive the women that are in your life now, including or excluding your mom?
Like, I feel like a lot of the women in my life, in my family, are very headstrong, like me, which is, like, that's where I get from. Like, my
yeah.
cousin Kayla, like, she, oh my gosh, like, she's a, like, a freaking horse. Like, you can't tame.
Yeah.
And so, like, I get a lot of that where it's, like, you're not going to take no crap from anybody. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And,
I see that in you. That's why we get along.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then, but, like, from my birth mom and, like, my birth family side, all the women in that side are very passive.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting because it's, like, if I wasn't adopted, I'd be passive. Like, I know it.
Wow, that's the whole nature versus nurture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
some of the quirks that I do, like I'll, like, tap my leg. Like, my birth mom does that, too. We have, like, the same feet or whatever, like, the same nose.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, how I was raised, like, directly links to how I am now.
Yeah.
Like, my dad always said to me when I was younger, I know he's not a woman, but, like,
yeah.
he always said to me, he's, like, I don't want you to rely on a man.
Yeah.
Like, if
no,
you...
No, that's so important
yeah.
to hear from a man.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
exactly.
me?
Exactly. He's,
yeah.
like... He's like, I want you to, like, be able to be not only financially capable, but mentally capable to be by yourself.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, having a partner is nice, but, like, I want you to know that you don't need somebody
yeah.
to be happy.
Which is crazy, because I was raised the same way. And that's why I feel like with all this stuff that's going on, like, with the abortion bans
mm-hmm.
and things like that, that's why we need male allies, because we know that you're raising your kids like this. We know
yeah.
you're telling your
exactly.
daughters this. You need to be saying it to the whole community.
Exactly.
And why, and not your dad specifically,
mm-hmm.
but why people, parents, dads that are raising their kids to be like, you don't need a man, you can be independent. How
mm-hmm.
come they're not, like, speaking out about what's going on right now
yeah.
and protecting all women, not just their kids?
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Yeah. So whatever you're comfortable sharing
mm-hmm.
with, what are different hardships that you specifically have been through in your life?
Okay, so
to anyone that's listening who possibly have gone through something that's similar, you know, to feel like it's important.
Yeah. Well, when I was 15, I was raped, and I hate using that word.
Yeah.
But, you
Why?
Know. Because, like, when people hear rape, it's like, so they held you down and forcefully, like,
yeah.
inserted themselves into
yeah.
your body. And it's, like, that's not necessarily the case
yeah,
of, like, what happened to me. So I like using the term sexual assault.
Yeah.
But anyways, that happened, and it was with my first boyfriend, and it was, you know, I'm not going to get into the dirty of it all, but,
yeah.
you know, that shaped me, because it was my first time,
yeah.
you know, and it's, you know, being in any kind of situation after that, and then, like, a sexual experience, like, it kind of, it screws you up, you know?
Of course.
So, that, Obviously, my dad wasn't around a lot. Like, he was still my dad. It wasn't like my dad, like, yeah. left me. But it was like he wasn't there, so I didn't really have, like, a male figure for a lot of my life. And then this last summer, oh, the fire, but, like, I already talked about that. This last summer, so my mom's an alcoholic, and this last summer, my dad went off on a fire. And my mom had been trying to quit, and just this one week, it was just her and I. And, like, I had tells where, like, I knew she was drinking, but I didn't want to confront her about it. Because it's, like, I don't want, you know, like, you don't want to confront your family. And so, like, one day, it was just, like, extremely out of hand. Like, the kitchen was trashed, like, filled with bottles, like...
Wow.
Yeah, and I was just like, I can't, like, I can't, and my boyfriend was with me, like, so embarrassing, and so I called my mom's mom, I called my grandma, and I was like, you need to come over, because I needed to go to work.
Yeah.
And, so they came over, and then I actually refused to go home.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, and, I stayed at my best friend's house, and, when I eventually did go home, I got, like, verbally abused by my grandma and my aunt who were there.
Which is crazy because that dynamic of like having these perceived really awesome women in your life, it's like these women are suddenly turning their back on you.
Yeah, exactly. And it wasn't the first time that it had happened because it all also happened during the fire.
Yeah.
But this time just like really sucked. And it was like, because my mom's going off to rehab at this point and it's like I have to live in a house by myself while my dad's gone and my mom's gone. And I'm heading off to college in a month. Like, you know, it was shitty. And I don't even want to say it, like, happened to me because it was my mom. It was my mom's journey. And that's why I think she's, like, even more of a role model, like, today is because she's, like, almost 1 year sober. And, like...
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I could not be prouder of her. Like, she's doing it. She's killing it. And she, like, is so much happier because of it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, gonna start crying. Like, I love my mom so much.
No, that's awesome.
But that...
You're in a safe space if you
want. No, I know. But that was, like... I don't want to say it, like, happened to me, but, like, going through that, like, knowing that my mom was going to rehab and being yelled at and screamed at by my grandma and my aunt saying that I was this horrible person, horrible daughter, I'm a disgrace to this family because I didn't want to go see my mom off to rehab.
Yeah.
That freaking sucked, dude.
Especially being so young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was 17. This didn't even happen a year ago.
Yeah.
And it's like, sometimes, you know, I'm like in the shower and I'm like, shit, that happened. That sucks.
Sad boy hours.
Sad boy hours, dude. It freaking sucks, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you feel like those situations affected you? Like, how do you think those hardships shaped the person that you are now?
I've definitely learned to be more forgiving of people. Because, like I said, that
that's
wasn't...
That's really important.
Yeah, that wasn't the first time that had happened with those specific people.
Yeah.
And it's, like, you know, whether I like it or not, like, they're my family. And it's, like, at the end of the day, like, they wanted what was best for me. And I talked a little bit about, like, being heart or head strong in emergencies.
Yeah.
And they're definitely heart strong. So they were just focused on, like...
The emotional
aspect of it, and didn't, like, take a step back and, like, see, okay, it's not just Dana who's hurting, like, it's not just me who's hurting, or, like, talking in the perspective of, like, my aunt and my grandma, it's not me who's hurting, but, like, Taylor's also hurting, because, like, my sister-in-law, or, like, my daughter's going to rehab, but Taylor's only mother that she's ever had is going to rehab. And, you know, so it's just, like, learning that everyone has their own perspective, because like in that moment too I was like, why can't they see my perspective, like why can't they see that, and just like learning that they were in their own space too,
yeah,
and just like being forgiving of that, like
what a young age to learn that.
Yeah,
that's crazy. So what else do you learn to become forgiving?
I learned that this is gonna sound like such a stupid thing, but I learned to open the blinds and the windows, because like being alone for so long, I would just like keep the blinds closed and the curtains closed, because I was like, I'm just gonna have to close it tonight anyways, like why would I open it? But then I realized I was getting like severely depressed. And so now I like always keep my curtains open, like even like at night I just like keep them open, and I wake up with the sun, because like I never want to be that person again.
What a metaphor.
Like,
what a metaphor, though. Oh my God. Know it's a metaphor when you said
it. I know, I know.
Yeah.
It seems really silly, though. Like, keep the blinds open.
I don't know. I don't think it is. I think you need to validate your feelings more, because I think that's a very...
I'm not good at that. That's my biggest weakness.
Yeah.
I'll say
I'm not gonna say a lot of times, like, oh, this is stupid. And I'm like, no, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
But so you kind of touched on it, and if you want to talk about it more,
mm-hmm.
that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I think a conversation that doesn't happen a lot, or if they do happen, it's being done by people that don't experience it, but, like,
mm-hmm.
depression.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that this is something that a lot of times, as women, we're not allowed to talk about
mm-hmm.
because it's seen as, like, a form of weakness, or
yeah.
it's seen like something we can control.
It's just laziness.
Yeah.
Yeah,
something like that. So do you want to
yeah.
talk a little bit about how that's affected you?
Yeah. So I actually didn't know I was depressed. I thought I just had anxiety, which... like, my mom agreed with, my dad agreed with. And then over winter break, like, this year, because last semester, I've told you about this, but it was, like, really rough. I was working 40 hours a week. I was just getting, like, severely overworked. And my
yeah.
manager was, like, so rude to me because I was so young. I was the assistant
yeah.
manager at this store. And I was taking 15 units. It's my first semester at college. My first, like... time away from home, like, I don't have anybody. I didn't have time to make friends because I was
yeah.
working. And that was, like, I'm, like, talking about all these, like, crappy things that's happened to me. That was, like, the worst part of my life ever
yeah.
because I didn't have anybody. Like, everything else, I could, like, go to my best friend's house and spend the night.
Yeah.
Or, like, talk to my boyfriend or talk to my mom or, like, whomever. But, like, this, I was, like, actually alone.
Yeah.
And so I quit that job after the end
yeah.
of the first semester. And then I... went to the doctors, tried to get anti-anxiety medication.
Yeah.
And I had been seeing a therapist for years, and she had never mentioned depression because I think she knew it would scare me.
Yeah.
And he was like, what you're describing, like, you have depression too and anxiety. Like, you have them both. And I just, like, he wrote me the prescription, and I remember I got in the car, started crying, called my mom, because I was
yeah.
like, he said I'm depressed.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not depressed. As I'm, like, crying.
Yeah.
And my mom, like, said to me, she's like, no, I figured,
yeah.
you know, just, like certain things that I would do, like,
yeah.
she could tell. And so now I'm on, like, an antidepressant, which so many people, and, like, seeing a therapist and antidepressant, so many people think that that's, like, weakness.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm going to talk about my therapist all the time.
Yeah.
Like, Jackie, like, is my best, like, I freaking
Sue,
love.
Shout out to Sue.
Yeah, shout out to Sue and Jackie.
Yeah.
Like, we love you.
Would not be here without you.
Yeah,
you.
True.
No, but that's crazy because I see a therapist too, and I also take antidepressants. And it's like, I think that there's so much weakness in not wanting to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And not reaching out
yeah.
loud, which is crazy because, yeah. like, the strength that it takes to get through depression and, like, as women, so, like, this complexity of, like, being women and having depression,
mm-hmm.
like, the fact that it took so long for, like, you to get diagnosed with depression,
yeah.
you know, like, it wasn't something where you can just be, like, oh, I have depression, this is what
yeah,
depression
exactly.
is. Because as women, we're raised to, like, never believe what we think we have.
Yeah.
Especially when we're so underdiagnosed in the medical field.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to feel like this is, we're not allowed to feel valid in our feelings,
yeah.
especially when it comes to
and
diagnosing
And then it's also,
yourself.
Like, well, what time of the month is it?
You
know,
oh my gosh.
Are you feeling this? Like, that's
yeah.
why I tell myself, like, am I feeling this way? Because, like...
that, my friend, is internalized sexism.
I know.
And we experience it.
I know.
And I remember getting so mad at myself, like, Chantel, like, you cannot be doing this. Like,
yeah.
you're a feminist.
Yeah.
You're a feminist. You can't
yeah.
say this stuff in
yeah.
your head. But it's like, when you are trained this from the second that you're
exactly.
born until college, this is the first time in our lives, like, you've taken rights and resistance classes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you taken women and gender studies?
No, not yet.
You're going to them.
Yeah.
And, like, this is the first time in our lives, that
we're expanding.
We're finally
yeah.
learning that it's okay to be depressed. It's okay to be
yeah.
emotional, and there's strength in that.
Yeah.
So, like, it's okay that we have these moments. Like, it's okay that
yeah.
you're, like, sad that you're depressed. Like,
yeah.
that, like, that happened. Because we're taught from a young age, that's weakness. This is
yeah.
weakness. Like, we're inherently weak because we're women.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with anything else.
Yeah.
It's just because, like, we're women.
Exactly. So, I actually heard, I have no idea where I heard
yeah.
it from, but, like, your first reaction to something. So, like me being like, oh, it's just my period.
Yeah.
That's how you were taught. And then
by
your second
yeah,
reaction
yeah.
is, and, like, I'm like, oh, wait, no, it's because I'm depressed
yeah.
or whatever. That's, like, who you want to be and, like, who you actually are.
Yeah.
So, like, your first reaction to something is not who you are.
Yeah.
Which so many people think that it is, and it's not. It's just how
yeah.
you were taught.
Is that something you learned in Race and Resistance?
No, that's something I learned, frick, I don't know. I learned it somewhere.
Because I learned that in race and resistance. It's your unconscious biases is the first thing. Yeah. Like, they said an example, if you're walking down the street and you see a pit bull, and you're like, I want to cross the road. But then you're like, wait,
it's
I freaking
love
pit bulls.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you,
I love
like,
dogs.
You're
yeah,
retrained
exactly.
it. Yeah. And I think a lot of the times as women, like, especially as identifying as feminists, we get shit on.
Oh,
because
we
have that.
110%.
I mean, I know it's probably like because we both hold ourselves to such high standards. I feel like we probably should run ourselves more than other people.
Oh my god, so true.
Literally,
so true.
So like, I think it's okay, like for us as women and for people that are listening too. Like, it's okay if for a second you doubt yourself. If for a second, like you're like, I'm weak. As long as you have that second moment where
that
you remember you are
no,
not
strong.
Weak, there's so much strength in what we're going through, and our experiences are so complex and dynamic. Like, it's okay to feel depressed. And it's not only, like, okay to feel depressed, but it's okay to be like, I have depression.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
why I'm feeling this
Well,
way.
And I feel like so many people just, like, try to, like...
Sorry, we just had some technical difficulties. So the next question I wanted to ask you, great conversation, is do you believe that people change?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that was
Yeah, well, just because, like, with my mom, you know, she went from being, like an abusive, like, alcoholic to, like, literally my best friend in the whole world. And, like, yeah, people change.
How do you feel like your experiences with watching people change shape you?
I learned that almost anything's, like, redeemable. So, like...
Interesting.
Yeah, so even if I'm, like, doing something, or I do something and I'm like, that was not right...
Yeah.
I know because of what I've learned, like, about, like, forgiveness or, like, any of that kind of stuff, it's, like, people do change. And so, like, say I, like, really hurt somebody in my past, I can prove myself back to that person.
Wow.
If that person,
you
know,
is willing
to let me back into their life.
Yeah.
And I know that. And that's, you know, really nice to know.
Yeah.
And I also, you know, say, like, also, like, with forgiveness, which I also learned with my mom, you know, people, we are forgiving people, like, the human race is forgiving, you know, and so, you know, learning that through my mom, you know, was really important, because I know that I will be forgiven, too.
That's so important.
Yeah.
I grew up with my mom telling me a leopard never changes its spots.
Really?
So, like, I'm the complete opposite, but I really highly respect that. I'll get to that place at some point. So this is the good question.
Okay.
I'm excited for this one. What's the best thing you feel about being a woman? Like, what's the best thing about being a woman?
I mean, just, like, being a woman. Like, that's the best part about being a woman. Is, like, because, I mean, we kind of talked about this. People shit on you your whole childhood. It's, like, you're never going to, like, really amount to what a man can do. You're not as strong as a man. You're not as smart as a man. You're not, like, even as, like, kids. You know, you learn this.
Yeah.
And, like, being a woman and, like, overcoming that and being like, okay, really?
You thought
I wasn't as smart or as strong as a man. Like, look again.
Yeah.
Because I am. I'm stronger.
Yeah.
And, like...
That redemption, like, that feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Better than anything.
Oh, true. True.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Like, the best part about being a woman is, like, being a woman. And, like, still being able to do just as well as anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree. What do you think the worst thing is?
About being
a woman,
periods.
Periods, really?
They
that's
hurt
a very
so
good
bad.
Answer response. Childbearing would be
childbearing.
Thing,
oh my god, I literally do not want to have kids just because I don't want to go through being pregnant.
So this is also a thing that I, like, talk about all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, I love how we're just born, and then as women, we're just expected
to
have
kids.
Yeah. Like, no one's like, wait, do you want to put your body through that? Like, it's just like, oh, you're a girl, you have kids. And
no,
I'm like,
legit.
What do you mean?
And I literally thought that, like, part of being a family was, like, having kids.
Yeah.
And I realized, like...
From such a young
like,
age.
Like, no, like... Because you have baby dolls, like, when you're, like, a baby. Like, you, like, you know? And they... So, what I really want to do is... I just want to, like, adopt kids.
Yeah.
Because I'm adopted.
Yeah.
And it's, like...
Same.
Yeah.
Well, not to be adopted, but I want to adopt kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, like, I talked to my mom about it, and she got all emotional, because my mom can't have kids.
Yeah.
And, like, I can. And so she, at first, was like, you're throwing away this gift.
Oh, oof, I don't like that.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, but, like, you know, she tried
but
to have
she's
a kid
coming
for,
from
like,
a place of,
6 years,
yeah,
you know?
Course.
And imagine, like, not being able to have a kid when
I
you want
can.
One so
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
So I just want to adopt kids. I want to adopt all the kids.
All of the children.
All the children.
Earth.
I want to protect and
before
love them.
Before climate change gets to
yeah,
them.
True.
But, no, yeah, that's, I remember, like, because I grew up with divorced parents, so, like, family was never a thing that really, like, existed for me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, I think I was in middle school, and they're like, oh, like, what do you want your life to, or, like, not what do you want to be when you grow up, but, like, yeah, like, what do you want your life to be, like,
get
when you're 30?
Get married, have
and
kids.
And everyone's answer was, like, get married, have kids, and I was like,
yeah.
I want to be famous.
That's so you.
I know, yeah. I want to be famous. That's fine. Shout out to anyone that watches Vine. But, no, yeah. And so, like, that's so cool that we're not like that.
Yeah.
I always wonder people that are getting education at, like, Alabama University.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, are the women there thinking the same stuff that we're thinking?
You know.
Yeah.
No. We're the only school in the freaking world that has an ethnic studies college.
Ooh, shout out.
So, like,
oh, yeah.
You know, people
yeah.
at Alabama University are, like,
they're probably
learning
like
how to pray.
What? Yeah.
Learning how to love God more.
Learning how to be okay with, like, being pro-life and
yeah.
shit like that.
Yeah.
But poor women that are in that state.
Yeah,
that
true.
Sucks. Yeah.
And not all women are like that.
Yeah, yeah,
either.
No, definitely. But I will, yeah. Okay. What have you learned about yourself as a woman that you didn't know when you were younger?
So I kind of told you that, like, when I was really young, like, my dad always taught me. He's like, you can do whatever you want. You want to
yeah.
be a firefighter? Sure. You want to be a police officer? Sure. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I learned to embrace my femininity, and that femininity is not a weakness.
Yeah.
Because, like, as a kid, because of that, I, like, you know, dressed in just, like, t-shirts or, like, sweatshirts or, like, didn't want to wear makeup.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I'm, like, look like crap today. I'm wearing no makeup, but finally.
Beautiful.
Oh, thanks, girl. But yeah, because like we're taught, it's just like, oh, you throw like a girl, you know, like
yeah,
that kind of
commercial.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like, you know, learning that like I can wear dresses, I can wear makeup, and still feel beautiful, but also strong,
successful.
Yeah.
Feel like you can be successful in heels. That's something that, yeah, that's something I feel the same way. I
yeah.
felt like I could never ace the test if I'm wearing my favorite like. Charlotte Russe boots, you know what I
yeah.
mean? Because those two things don't wouldn't go
wouldn't
hand
go
in hand when we were younger.
It's actually so funny because so I work at REI and there's one woman who works in the bike shop, which is like the dirtiest place.
Yeah.
And she comes in wearing the most beautiful things,
really?
Full face of makeup, has these long ass nails.
Yeah.
And one of the guys when she first got hired was like, what are you looking for? Like, why are you here? Like, what
yeah.
like what do you even do that's athletic?
Yeah.
Like, besides going to the gym and like doing squats.
Ouch.
Yeah. And so she was like, okay, like, let's go up on Taylor Mountain. Not my mountain, but
yeah.
just like a mountain where I'm from.
Yeah.
And she's like, let's go race. Like, let's go mountain bike. Because that's what she's good at. She creamed his ass.
Good.
And
of course.
And he
of
never
course.
Misjudged like a woman who looked like that ever
yeah.
again. Because it's like you can still be feminine and be strong.
So it's crazy though that people have to go through those experiences. They have to be proven wrong
exactly.
in order to like respect someone.
Yeah.
Like that to me.
And
is
I feel
crazy.
Like even as women, like sometimes we do it. It's like, how does she like function with those long nails?
Oh, for sure we
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
yeah. Definitely, especially like when I was a political science major, that was something that I prevalently saw in my classes
yeah.
was like the blonde woman and like the blonde girl in the corner would always have those like smartest things to say.
Yeah.
But it just like wasn't something that people wanted to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
So since we are doing this after like the abortion ban happened,
mm-hmm.
I want us to like touch a little bit on it
mm-hmm.
and have this conversation because I feel like it's important because we're two people that could be affected by it
mm-hmm.
Because we're reproducing bodies.
Mm-hmm.
But so I wonder, what was your first feeling? Because I think a lot of issues we hear about, and I think that we both have the privilege of, like, whether we're white or white passing,
mm-hmm.
a lot of issues don't affect us, but we still have the empathy to be able to fight for it.
Mm-hmm.
But this feels like, recently, one of those issues that it's like, shit, this is going to affect us.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't mean that we care about it anymore or any less.
Yeah.
But was there, like, what moment were you, like, because as advocates, we're also,
mm-hmm.
we're always like, this sucks. And, like, as being first gen, like, immigration stuff affects me personally. But, like, when this happened, was there a moment where you were like, oh, my God, like, it's going to be me next. Like, what do I do
mm-hmm.
if this happens?
See, it wasn't even, like, during the abortion ban. It was when I got in contact with my birth mom. And she was
yeah.
like, I saw your little heart beating, and I just couldn't do it. And, like, at that moment, I was like, if I ever try to get an abortion, like, she'll disown me. Like, my birth mom. I don't even really like my birth mom.
Yeah.
And, like,
wow,
yeah.
that's really powerful.
Yeah. And so, but, like, after hearing, like, this abortion ban, it just, like, because, like, I was like, what if I got pregnant right now, today, and I couldn't get an abortion? I don't want to be pregnant. I don't want to have kids.
I don't need, like, I would definitely do, like, the coherent abortion. Like, for me, it's, like, it's not an option. Like, I would not.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, because imagine being a woman walking around this campus pregnant.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, no, or, like, being in high school and, like, being the pregnant girl. Do you know how much ridicule they face? Like, I would, I, like, oh, my God. Just, like, thinking of those stories and, like, thinking that, like, actual women are going to have to go through that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like,
it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And that a woman signed it? Like, are you freaking kidding me?
I will say, though, and I'll say it, I'm still a feminist, but I think that the most sexist people I've met are women.
Yeah.
Like, it's internalized sexism that they just don't have. And I don't, like, I am empathetic towards them, where a lot of times when it's men that, like, white men that are doing it, I'm less empathetic.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, because they just aren't educated
that
what they're experiencing is sexism.
Yeah.
And they don't even see it. Yeah. So it's, like, that's where the problem lies for sure.
Yeah.
But, no, yeah, so I think, like, with the abortion ban, like, for me, it was when Kavanaugh got elected.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's when I was, like...
Oh, my God.
Scared no one took that as seriously as it should have been taken.
No. Oh, my God.
I was fed up with how, like, people were like, it's not a big deal. And I'm like, he's there for life. He's the, like, he's the reason why it's majority, like, pro-life now.
Yeah.
Like, Roe v. Wade is going to get overturned in a second if he's, like, sitting. Like, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, even when, like, Trump was elected. And he had said, like, grab a woman by her pussy. Like, that shit's
We've
not okay.
We've for a president. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, like, even, like, just, like, every man that I've ever come into contact, well, not every man, but, like, most men that I've come into contact with are, like, that's not okay.
Yeah.
Like, why is he in office? Like, that's sexist.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's sexist. Obviously, he's racist.
Oh, for sure.
Why is he, like, the figurehead of our country? It doesn't make, like, why?
I think it's also, like, because the people, like, I'll be, like, real, the most, like, woke people that see that he's racist and see that he's sexist are, like, POC or, like, women.
Yep.
So it's, like, and because those people, because women and because people of color have always experienced the white man prevailing over them, it's just, like, another day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's why it's, like, easy for us to be, like, ah, it's not a big deal, like, as women, because we're always, like, getting, like, men are getting hired before us. Our professors our whole lives have been men. Our, like, boyfriends have been men. Every, like, our parents, like, every position of power has been, like, the white man.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, we're just, people are just, like, what's the word? Destigmatized to, or, like, what is it when they don't, they're not affected by it?
Yeah, sure, destigmatized.
They just, like, don't feel it anymore. It's, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's when
it's not destigmatized, but I know what you mean.
It's, like, there's a word for it.
I know. I can't think of it either, but,
But no, yeah, I think it's crazy. What do you think is going to happen next with the abortion ban?
So right now there's already 8 states who have kind of gone against Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
And I think it's just going to be more, honest to God, because, like, other states are going to be like, or other congressmen for other states are going to be like, oh my God, yeah, let's do it. And they're going to put religion and government together, as, you know, 8 other states have.
Yeah.
And, you know, continue doing that. Do I think California is going to do it? No. But, you know, I feel like so many people are going to be blinded by that. Well, it doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
And they're going to stop talking about, like, Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
They still don't have clean water.
No, yeah.
And, like, just because it's not directly affecting us, people are just like, eh, whatever.
Yeah. No, that's a really, really good point.
So I feel like more states are going to do it, but the media is going to lose interest, so therefore the people are going to lose interest.
It's definitely unconstitutional. Like, where the issue is for
me,
is, like, so I was watching a video of this, like, woman who was talking about, a pregnant woman who was talking about abortion, and she was saying that these laws have absolutely nothing to do with abortion. Like, what they are doing is they, like, they cannot bring a case to the Supreme Court unless states are the ones that are bringing it to them.
Mm-hmm.
So these states, like, someone's going to challenge one of these laws.
Yeah.
So then it'll go to the Supreme Court. So then the only way that they can judge it, they have to reevaluate Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
And that's when, like, people, from what I've heard from other, like, feminists and, like, like, female identifying or uterus identifying bodies, is that they're not going to overturn Roe v. Wade, but they're going to make very big restrictions on it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's, like, what's going to happen is, like, there's going to be some fucked up kids in the world. There's going to be more people in foster care, like, more children in foster care.
Yeah.
There's going to be more deaths.
The death toll is going to get so much higher.
Exactly. Because, you know, you literally just said it. Like, I'd rather put a coat hanger up my vagina
than
be pregnant. And, like, honest to God, I'm sure tons of, like, there's so many abusive families that, like, if, like, a woman comes home, if a girl comes home and is like, I'm pregnant, either the family's gonna kill her, or she has to, like, put a coat hanger up,
yeah,
up there. Like, that's it. Those are, like, yeah, and, like, being, like, a 14, like, when I was sexually assaulted, 15, if I got pregnant and I came from, like, yeah, a really abusive home, I would rather, yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's also really ridiculous, like, I don't know, people, I saw something on Twitter, because I come from a conservative area, so, like, the conservative people I follow, they, like tweets, or whatever, and, like, one of them was, like, oh, well, like, when you're using rape as an excuse for why women should have abortions, you're, like, invalidating, you're invalidating people that have gone through it, like, they can go through it for the 9 months or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was, like, okay, obviously you have no idea what PTSD is.
Yeah.
Like, that 9 months
is, yeah,
is gonna live with that person for the rest of, yeah, their life.
Well, like, so, yeah, like, my birth mom, you know, obviously she went through the 9 months. She wasn't sexually assaulted or anything.
Yeah.
But, like, she still has PTSD just from giving me up for adoption. She,
yeah,
literally, it's been 19 years,
yeah,
and she has PTSD from giving up for adoption.
Yeah.
So, like, when people say, you know,
it's
obviously,
easy.
It's easy
yeah,
just to say, like, oh, like 9 months isn't anything. And if you were sexually assaulted or not, raped or not,
exactly,
it's still going to stick with you.
Exactly. And that's the whole thing, like, people make it seem like abortion is so easy. Like, it's an easy decision.
No, it's,
like,
not.
And it's, like,
and that's what
that's
makes me
where
angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's, like, yeah, this could become a kid in 9 months. And I could, because being an adopted kid,
yeah,
I'm, like, I know, because I see my mom talk about it and, like, literally have anxiety attacks about,
yeah,
it, about not being able to have kids. I know that I could give a family a kid, but at the end of the day, it's, like, it's still my choice.
It's your,
and
it's
not,
it's
my
choice,
responsibility,
yeah,
to provide another family with a kid just because I'm fertile.
Yeah. Wow. That's, like, exactly. What a great way to end this. Like, that was beautiful.
Oh, my God.
But thank you for talking with me, Taylor. I hope,
yeah,
people that are listening can resonate with our anger and resonate with our emotions with all of this.
Yeah, because emotions do not equal not being strong,
yeah,
or powerful.
Emotions dictate the reason why I'm a feminist.
Oh, same.
And a good one at that.
Same.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I highly suggest you get together with other women in a room and just rant about Trump. Just do it.
True. Be like, oh, my God, you experienced this too?
Me too.
Yeah,
me too,
yeah,
girl. Okay. Thanks for listening. Bye.